Now, I did mention that you might be a breastfeeding mum, or indeed you might be a dad who thinks that mum isn't getting a fair crack of the whip when it comes to the workplace. I want to speak to Paula Chan, who's an employment lawyer with Slater & Gordon. Paula, good morning.
Good morning.
What is the current state of play with regards to breastfeeding mums at work if they're expressing milk? What are their rights?
Well, the law as it currently stands is unfortunately pretty inadequate when it comes to the rights and protections breastfeeding mothers have at work. Currently, there is a duty on employers to provide a place for mothers to rest, and employers need to carry out a risk assessment. But beyond that, employers are not legally required to provide, for example, even a place for a woman to express or breastfeed or somewhere for her to store her milk. So it is our view that more has to be done to not only change the law, but to change the approach employers are taking to this matter so they can help encourage women who are returning to work carry on with their breastfeeding journey.
So are a considerable number of women just foregoing breastfeeding when they go back to work?
Well, at Slater & Gordon, we carried out some research recently, and what we found is that many women are stopping breastfeeding earlier than they want to because they feel they're not getting the support they need at work. So we found that 30% of women had to stop breastfeeding earlier. And sort of more anecdotally, you know, I'm aware that many women just feel it's not an option to return to work and carry on breastfeeding. So they do what they can to stop before they return to work, and they don't even broach the conversation of breastfeeding with their employer.
So are we getting closer to legislation coming in where there will have to be a special room, especially for a breastfeeding mum? Because at the moment, I think they're expressing milk sometimes in the toilet facilities. They're sometimes going out to their car to do it. It doesn't seem to be an obvious, comfortable place to have such a personal undertaking.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's completely unacceptable that any woman feels she has to breastfeed, you know, in her car or the toilet or at her desk. I mean, we wouldn't prepare food there, and we shouldn't be doing that for a baby. But ultimately, what we can't do is wait about for the law to change. And what employers need to do is take steps now to put in place the facilities that women need. It doesn't take a lot for an employer to ensure that there's a clean space for a woman that's private. She can go and express or breastfeed. So an office, for example, that's has a lockable room would be something they could put together for women and ensure that there's a fridge for her to store milk. They can also do other really basic and simple things like offer a breastfeeding mother some flexibility with her working hours. So that might be, you know, starting later or leaving earlier or offering her some breaks in the day to make sure that she has time to breastfeed. Because basically there are real health and safety consequences for a woman if she's unable to express or breastfeed when she needs to.
Does she need a specific fridge, or is there an acceptance in the workplace that that bottle of milk there is Debbie's breast milk?
The guidance is that employers should provide a fridge that is specifically for breast milk, that it's secure. So it shouldn't be a fridge that's accessed by everyone else. I don't think that a woman should feel she has to put her breast milk there. Ultimately, she has to make sure that it's safe and secure, that she can go home and give it to her baby.
And do you sense that employers in this day and age are listening to the likes of your research? Because I think everyone's been on a journey with breastfeeding over the past decade. Some have made more progress than others.
Yeah, I think that's right. And, you know, it's Slater & Gordon, we want to do as much as possible to raise awareness of these issues. I think that many employers really do want to support women. They just don't know how to. And breastfeeding isn't something that, you know, everyone necessarily understands. And what they need to do is speak to women, find out what support they need, work with them, collaborate with them, and that will enable them to put in place the support that their employees need.
Okay, Paula Chan, thank you very much indeed, an employment lawyer, and talking about the research, the latest research that her organisation has carried out. If you have a story to tell us relevant to what you've just heard, feel free. 02890 333 105. 02890 333 105. Is there an example of best practice where you are, or is it the other side of the coin? You've practically considered giving up breastfeeding because there was just no understanding in the workplace. If you'd like to discuss it with us, feel free.